This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 9:18 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Keith. Let's get a quick update on how the FBM KLCI is doing.
Not much change from just now. It's down 0.4% at 1,406 points. Singapore's STI is down 0.6% at 3,202 points. Looking at the value board right now, it's Hong Seng Consolidated is now down 3.7% at 13 cent. AirAsia X is up 0.7% at 1.48 ringgit. Public Bank is up 1.25% at 3.95 ringgit. Jade Marvel Group is unchanged at 31 cent. And we've got Top Glove there, which has slipped 0.5% to 94.5 cent.
Well, we're now shifting our attention to investment opportunities in the REIT space. The KL REIT sector has been shaking off pandemic woes as the index is up by around 2% on a year-to-date basis. And acquisitions could be the theme for REIT players as we see news of Sunway REIT buying 6 retail assets worth ₱500 million from EPF, as well as CapitaLand Malaysia Trust acquiring Queen's Bay Mall for close to ₱1 billion.
So does this mean the sector is primed for stronger quarters ahead as borders have reopened? However, with this market turmoil, is the REIT sector an attractive spot to park your cash?
For some insights, we speak to Jessica Low, Senior Analyst at MIDF Amanah Investment Bank. Jessica, good morning. Thanks as always for joining us. So we've been preoccupied with the banking sector crisis that has been roiling markets over the past few weeks. How have all these developments impacted the KL REIT index?
Hi, good morning. Actually, performance of KL REIT Index has been very resilient. It has registered a weekly positive gain of 0.2%. This is after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, in contrast with 1.5% losses of KLCI. And in fact, year-to-date, KL REIT Index has outperformed KLCI, recording about 2% year-to-date gain against KLCI loss of 6%.
So why have REITs emerged as a safe haven category at this time, do you think?
REIT is defensive and REIT also offer very stable yield. So the market turmoil and overseas market does not expect to impact REITs in Malaysia. And also outlook for REITs in Malaysia remains positive. So that makes REITs favored by investors during market uncertainty.
Jessica, Bank Negara has maintained its overnight policy rate at 2.75% for the second consecutive time. How has this impacted REITs as an asset class when compared to MGS yield?
As Bank Negara maintained OPR, MGS yield tapered to below 4%. This is from a high of 4.5% in October last year. So the tapering of MGS yield has widened the spread between MGS yield and also yield offered by REITs. So that has increased the attractiveness of REITs for yield-seeking investors.
If we take a look at the latest earnings season and how REITs performed in the fourth quarter of last year, do you think that we're seeing improvement in quarterly results? And when do you project to see earnings return to pre-pandemic levels?
Generally, REITs, especially retail REITs, that reported very strong earnings in fourth quarter last year. This is due to the recovery in consumer spending at shopping malls and also due to year-end shopping spree. Going forward, I think that earnings of REITs will remain resilient in the coming quarter due to the festive season in first quarter and also second quarter, which are Chinese New Year and also Hari Raya Aidil Fitri. As for earnings of REITs comparing to pre-pandemic levels, some REITs, namely IGB REIT and also Pavilion REIT, have saw their quarterly earnings has returned to pre-pandemic level in second half of last year, which could be due to revenge spending of consumers. So generally, I think earnings of retail REIT will return to pre-pandemic level as a whole this year, as tenant sales continue to recover and more operators will renew their lease at positive rental reversion.
With all that, Jessica, what's your take on all this news of acquisitions from players like Sunway, CapitaLand and Pavilion? Do you see this being a positive trajectory for this year from previous years?
I think the recent acquisition of asset in retail sector by REITs could be prompted by the recovery in retail sector post-pandemic. retail asset has backed into the limelight because rental income from the retail asset improved after the reopening of economy, and that make acquisition more attractive than other industrial asset class.
I do remember that during the pandemic, the industrial REITs were doing really, really well. And are things shifting over to retail now? And where are industrial REITs today?
I think industrial REITs will remain doing well in the longer term because demand for warehousing space remain very stable. Despite people shop at mall, but they do still shop online. So that will support the demand for warehousing space. So I think industrial segment will remain defensive going forward.
So if we take a look at retail REITs then, you know, how much do you think shopper footfall will be impacted by inflation? Do you think that we're going to continue to see strong footfall, or will that decrease?
Despite the inflationary pressure, shopper footfall has remained very strong because people dining in at restaurant and shop at physical store. So that led very strong performance of tenant sales and rental reversion also returning to positive territory. So I think moving forward, people will still dine in at restaurants, so that will support the footfall at malls.
So this will give mall owners more room to revise their rental rates to go higher, do you think?
Yes, I think especially for malls in good location, the rental reversion will return to positive territory.
What about foreign tourists, Jessica? We do see that they've been making a comeback, especially from China. Have they helped the case of hotel recovery? And would you say the worst is over for REITs exposed to the hotel industry?
Yes, actually, occupancy rate and average room rate for hotel has improved significantly after the reopening of country border. So with higher tourist arrival expected this year, particularly Chinese tourists, it will further drive the occupancy rate and also the average room rate. So in short, the worst is over for the hotel industry, and we think this will benefit REITs with exposure to hotel industry.
Jessica, so what is your call on the REIT sector? Which segments are you most positive on? And then what are some of your top picks?
I am still positive on REITs, especially I'm positive on growth for retail segment because I think earnings will be driven by positive rental reversion and also higher tourist arrival. So my top pick for the sector, I have IGB REIT and also Sunway REIT. We like IGB REIT because their mall have close to 100% occupancy rate and very strong footfall. As for Sunway REIT, it will benefit from recovery of retail industry and also hotel industry.
Not so much Pavilion REIT, is it?
Pavilion REIT, yes, I have BICO also.
Jessica, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Jessica Low, Senior Analyst at MIDF Amanah Investment Bank, talking to us about the outlook for the Malaysian REITs sector. She is positive on this sector. Some of her top picks include IGB and Sunway REIT.
Right. We were looking at Eco World International first quarter, which ended January 31st, 2023. That doubled to 31 million ringgit. And this is mainly due to forex losses and lower revenue. Thus, the company's loss per share widened to 1 ringgit 28 from 61 cent for the quarter. Despite that, these losses were lower than what consensus had estimated.
Well, quarterly revenue fell 55% to 22 million ringgit from 49 million ringgit in the same quarter last year. This was due to lower unit sales and handovers, as the group was only selling remaining units from two projects in Australia. It also recorded a quarterly forex loss at 26 million ringgit compared to just 3 million ringgit gain in the same period last year. This is due to the weakening of the pound against the ringgit after the repayment of advances totaling 108 million British pounds from its UK joint ventures.
And on that news, Eco World International share price have gone up 4 cent. That's up 9.5%. And it's pretty much a shot up today at 46 cent, currently trading at 46 cent. And I got a little distracted just now because I was asking Jessica about Pavilion
REIT. That's right.
Yeah,
we have news on them, right?
Exactly. I was actually checking their share price. It's up 0.8%, up 1 cent at 1 ringgit 33. And there's some news on them.
This is on the back of unit holders of Pavilion REIT greenlighting the proposal to acquire Pavilion Bukit Jalil Mall from Malton Berhad for 2.2 billion ringgit. The acquisition resolution was passed at its EGM after 134 unit holders representing 99.98% of voting units voted for the acquisition.
The acquisition would be partly funded by two private placement exercises, and that would spread between the first tranche of 720 million ringgit. They expect this all to be completed by the second quarter of this year, and a second tranche of 550 million ringgit to be completed by the second quarter of 2025.
All right, it's 9:28 in the morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin, and then after that, we have Ringgit and Cents, where Simwe Boon's going to be talking about EPF. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.